I'm Rachel Atwell for NPR Illinois. Last week, a Springfield elementary school got a surprise when a singer who travels the world made a stop in town for the day. His message helped inspire acts of kindness and compassion. One small act at a time. Small acts we do together. What do hip-hop and Gandhi have in common? Well, for one, this guy. And this is life as we know when our hearts are aligned. The magic that unfolds one small act at a time. Throw your hearts up, let it fly high. Let your love for all the world spread through the sky. Nimish Patel goes by Nemo for his music projects. His parents are first-generation Indian immigrants who raised him in L.A., Growing up, his parents didn't make much money, but they always focused on their kids getting a quality education. Patel went on to become a rapper seen on MTV and to own an animation studio. But he says one day, at the age of 30, he had a sort of epiphany.
It was like, what am I doing? Like, and this was in the midst of where I thought I wanted to be. I was there and I'm like not feeling joy in the heart.
Fast forward nearly a decade, and Patel has now spent several years living in India at the Gandhi Ashram. His service work has focused on the immediate community and the world at large.
And so when that realization came, I took the steps needed, and luckily it's been a beautiful growth and learning experience to live life in a different way, you know, in service.
Patel was inspired by a performance he saw in New Jersey, which featured kids who came from the slums around the Gandhi Ashram. They sang unifying messages and helped Patel change course. After moving to the ashram himself, a place where Gandhi lived for over a decade, Patel connected with the impoverished area youth and helped them produce more performances and recordings, focused on universal oneness. The time has come. Let's create one world. Now he travels the world sharing messages of selfless giving. His latest album is called Empty Hands because he says we all enter and leave this world with nothing.
We all come naked, empty-handed, crying. All of us. None of you were like, hey, yo, what's up, man? Welcome to the planet. None of you were like that, trust me. Either was I, right? Yeah, it's true, right? And mom is all happy. You finally came out. She's kind of relieved. But we come empty and we come with nothing. And then, however many years later, when we leave, what do we leave?
Empty-handed.
Does any of us leave with our wallet stashed in?
In the end, the world will know you by the kindness and love you leave behind, he told a classroom of Isles Elementary students.
When we plant seeds of love from our heart to do good for others, I guarantee you, and it's my personal experience, that the world will always support your good intention.
Sherry Frasche invited Patel to Springfield. As the student support specialist at Isles Elementary, she helped localize a national effort called 21 Days of Kindness, where kids are urged to help each other out with random, thoughtful acts.
There's been a lot of aha moments. And you know, the biggest thing that I realize is it shifts the normal. So kids start recognizing when people are not being kind and when they are being kind, and it brings it into their awareness. And the other thing I noticed is sometimes we focus on the negative and then that grows. But when we focus on, there's always negative, right? But if we focus on the positive, then that's what will grow.
A Google search on gratitude led Frasche to Nemo's music videos, which she shared with the kids at school. She reached out to him to see if he might be able to come to Springfield, and it worked. Patel and the kids held a kindness march on the block around the school on 15th Street. He high-fived and hugged nearly every one of them and urged them to wave to passerby, like a truck driver who broke into a big smile and offered some loud honks. Leading the parade were three fifth graders, Shreya, Zoe, and Nana. They said learning about Nemo and his songs taught them things like...
You should always be kind and like respect others.
Just be yourself. Kindness rules over hate and everything else.
The banner they carried showed two hands with dozens of hearts that some of the kids sewed themselves, taking flight. It says planting seeds. The girls say the lessons on this topic have helped them consider ways they can reach out to one another.
Like if someone gets hurt, you can go tell a teacher so they can help them.
If you see someone lonely on the playground, you can go play with them.
Also, if your friend feels sad, you can give them a hug.
Earlier, the girls sat on the stage during a morning assembly. Nana and Shreya strummed guitars along to Nemo's music. As the video played, the entire gymnasium sang along. At one point, the music cut out, but the kids kept singing. They knew they were celebrating Everybody Matters Day. What they didn't know was that Nemo was there to celebrate with them. As they sang, he made his way out into the audience. There was a collective gasp as the kids held up heart signs with messages about love and acceptance. Some of them cried.
All right, I was elementary. Let's rock the house and sing this song together. You ready? Ready? Go!
While Patel spent much of the rest of the day at Isles talking with students, that morning he shared a message that seems to be at the center of his work.
We're all the same, and we all have the same heart, the same blood, and that makes us one family, and I think it's so amazing. The diversity that I see here at Isles is really incredible. You guys represent the whole planet. How many countries are represented through our school?
22.
22! That's awesome. Not every elementary school or every school on this planet could say that. So it is amazing, the diversity we have here. It feels like we're home. You know, when people ask me, so Nemo, where are you from? You know what I tell them? What do you think? Somebody said it, I heard it. Planet Earth. When they ask me, where are you from? I say, Planet Earth, where are you from?
Patel says it's a message for everyone, not just kids. Still, he appreciates their pureness of heart.
With children, we're planting seeds for the future. And as we get older, we're very much stuck in our ways. I think if we look for future, not for our own benefit, for the future benefit of the planet and the world, then we start with our children. And whatever we can do for them to help them alleviate suffering from their hearts and bring more joy and light, then that'll be a better future for the world.
As Patel heads off to the Philippines and Japan in his effort to be a humble servant of humanity, he leaves a Springfield elementary school that for one day got to sing and hug and focus on the positive all around them. I'm Rachel Outwell. What we gonna do? Now just grab a friend and give a hug. Spread it out real wide so everyone can be touched. Throw your hearts up, let it fly high. Let your love for all the world spread through the skies. Let it drop down, let it all go. Spreading kindness to every single living soul. Can you see your love for me shining through? Cause what you see in me, you and me will be out of time, and kindness will be all we can leave behind.